The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. I'm calling this one the Little Monday edition. Welcome to it, Dominic.
Hey, Crudy. Happy Monday to you, Rich on the board. All our fair audience, thank you for tuning into the political party. A historic broadcast event today. No, not because of, you know, presidents on criminal trials, because I'm back at 3 o'clock, baby. Bring it on. Just like the old days, Crudy.
Well, that's why I called it the Little Monday edition. Yeah, I haven't insulted you in the 3 o'clock hour in a long time.
It's been a while. But only usually when you're lacking content, Curdy, and I know that's not the case today.
No, there's plenty of content, but I felt like I owed it to you, Dom.
Thanks, buddy.
Welcome back to the 3 o'clock airwaves, WMDX 92.7 FM. We're going to kick ass and take names starting right now.
Right,
Dom.
Now.
The former president on trial. And of course, he likes to threaten the people, let's just say, be it the jurors or the judge's daughter or whoever is necessary. To move the agenda forward, right? The prosecutor, let's not leave out the prosecutors. Lots and lots of taunts targeted at the prosecutors, but also Trump has targeted Wisconsin's own Megan Wolf. She is the Wisconsin Elections Commission administrator. So basically she does what the six commissioners request that she do in the administration.
The six bipartisan commissioners, three Republicans, three Democrats, and one of the Republicans, you know, one of those fraudulent electors who was very proud about suppressing 25,000 votes in the city of Milwaukee in the last round.
38,000. I thought he was
38,000. Thank you. Bob Spindell, in case you didn't know.
But who's counting, right?
Who's counting? Right, right.
Well, anyways, Trump has been threatening the Megan Wolf, and apparently there have been threats coming to Megan Wolf for her safety. And Tony Evers, today, the governor of the state of Wisconsin, had something to say. Coverage from Jesse Apoyan and Molly Beck at the Journal Sentinel. Dom, as former president Donald Trump targets the state's top election official with false accusations about the 2020 election, Wisconsin governor Tony Evers said state officials will do all they can to protect her safety while acknowledging the presumptive GOP nominee's First Amendment rights. Now I'm going to quote the governor. First of all, he's making accusations that are nothing but a freaking lie.
Yes.
And then second of all, he's the guy that has the biggest megaphone in the world, Evers said Monday following an Earth Day event Governor Nelson State Park. Happy Earth Day, everyone. Again, Tony Evers. And so how would anybody that's watching today feel about Donald Trump doing something like that to them? It's just irrational. Now, Trump's decision to attack Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf came as Evers had already added security measures for the state's chief election administrator in light of the continued threats against her. We had read about that earlier, Dom. And there's more. Asked whether the State Department of Justice would get involved, Evers said, if it gets bad enough, certainly we must. At some point in time, maybe there's something we can do, Evers said, noting that Trump's speech is still protected by the First Amendment. It's tough, but we'll keep Wolf protected the best way possible. Tony, I disagree with you. This is not protected speech. Go ask your lawyer, sir. When this guy starts inciting violence against a specific person, that ain't protected by the First Amendment of the U.S.
Well, you know, it all depends on how said violence is incited. Here's what he said, earlier this month on
Joe Giganti, regular Joe show.
Yeah, you actually had that guy on one day when I was gone, Crudy. How dare you?
You're going to be gone tomorrow. Be careful. I'm going to have him and Rojo and a bunch of others on.
Yeah, man, knock him out when I'm not here. Here's what Trump said at the time. Quote, Megan Wolf will try and steal another election. Robin Vosch should terminate Megan Wolf, and they should put somebody in who's going to be fair, not for the Republicans, just fair. If they do that, we're going to win the election by a lot in Wisconsin.
I mean, how much clearer could he be? He tells Robin Vosch to kill Megan Wolf.
That's not quite what he said. Terminate. I see how the Republicans or the MAGAs at least would, you know, interpret the clarion call from their messiah.
Especially if one is a shipbuilder, Dom.
They've given out big ship contracts, a lot of big contracts that nobody else has given to Wisconsin, and I gave it and never made any sense to me. Now we find out why. No, she should be gone. I don't know what that means. I don't know what he's talking about.
Well, the quid pro quo. I did for you, and it never made any sense to me. But now you owe me, Wisconsin. That's what he's implying. Let me read between the lines for you, Dom. You never heard a man threaten you right to your face before?
No, not really. But listen, I get the point. And certainly we should all be very careful about the words we choose. I agree with that. And I agree with that more the older I get and the longer I get on the radio, because people do listen. And sometimes people will react. Now, the flat-out lies, as Governor Evers notes, freaking lies. It's a freaking lie. It's a lie. But that, you know, that in and of itself is not a call to, what, harm Megan Wolf.
Asked about the former president's platform at the Republican National Convention, which Milwaukee will host in August, Evers said, whatever he's saying now, he's going to say then. Plus, he'll double down, triple down, quadruple down.
That's four times.
Darius, says Tony Evers. And we'll just continue doing our good work. And sooner or later, that kind of effort on his part, it will fail.
Yeah.
That seems like wishful thinking. I think I'd be a little more proactive. I understand.
They're going to give her extra security. That's proactive, right? And so because of the words of the former president, we now as taxpayers have to provide extra security for Megan Wolf, the election administrator, who's simply exercising and fulfilling the obligations and the duties given to her by the board, which consists of Republicans and Democrats. The whole thing is just a freaking joke, and Evers is right on that. And certainly Donald Trump and his crew continue to, you know, threaten people. Over the weekend, Gallagher, the congressman from the Green Bay area, he's outies, baby. He's done. Oh, what? Republicans were swatting him? I guess we don't know who was officially doing it, but I'll put dimes to donuts. It was Republicans. Getting death threats? I mean, literally, dude said, I signed up for this. I'm fine with the death threats, but my wife and kids, young kids, I might add, did not sign up for this. So, yeah, I mean, it seems like they're a pretty, I don't know, motivated, violent kind of bunch.
Let me frame this differently, as Trump attorney Todd Blanche might frame it, perhaps.
Yeah.
First and foremost, what I hear, what I take away from the story, Trump is a job creator. I mean, someone's got to hire new security that didn't exist before, right? He's creating jobs.
Okay. Yeah.
And he's helping to spend down Wisconsin surplus. So as Trump would see it, that's a win-win.
I mean, that's spending
how,
down.
That's how he'd frame it.
He's also, as Trump does and as the Republicans do, increasing the size of government. I mean, that's also what Trump is doing, but forcing us to hire extra security for our local election administrator.
Dominic Danielle Alvarez, a spokeswoman for the Trump campaign, said Wisconsin elections officials continue to drive down faith in elections, citing a complaint Republican National Committee officials filed this month alleging clerks in Madison and Milwaukee did not hire enough Republican election inspectors. Damn. Why didn't they hire more Republicans?
And finish the paragraph ends with, the clerks have said the allegations are incorrect. Of course they filed it. This is what they do. Hey, let's file a bunch of lawsuits. Of course, what, 62 out of 64 failed during the 2020 election cycle? That's what they did. They throw it at the wall. File. CCC. And by the time it gets around to getting thrown out or proven to be incorrect or false or whatever the case is, certainly not adjudicated in the way that they would like it, the way that they presented it. Well, the message is already out there. Oh, look what they made us. We filed this. And what? That's it. Maybe it's you folks sitting around talking about it all the time, believing or at least parroting what Donald Trump says. Maybe it's the fact that Janelle Branigan, a sitting Wisconsin state legislator, was caught, funneling money to her buddy who's running against Robin Voss, Adam Steen? Funneling money through a different counties to get around campaign finance laws.
Well, Dom,
maybe it's the actions of the Republicans that give people pause about our elections.
Not sure if you can trust our elections. That's what they claim, right? And that's then what they hope to undermine is people's trust in our elections. Dom, Eric Hudvey, right? The Republican senatorial hopeful for the great state of Wisconsin.
Well, yeah,
he's been sort of twisting the truth. The whole narrative about stealing the votes of the infirm in the nursing homes. And he tells a little different version of it, though. Says grandma's going to die soon, within 4 or 5 months. That's been the way he tells it.
None of them are in a point to vote anyway.
Well, I think maybe Tony should use some stronger words. I think he should threaten a bitch. You know, if you're going to threaten our elections commissioner, let me tell you how it's going to be for you.
Yeah.
If someone gets hurt, if Megan Wolf gets hurt any way, shape, or form, you mess with the hair on her head, and we'll bring the full weight. Tony Evers could give him the whole Liam Nelson, I have specialized skills. Yeah. And I'll come for you and your family and your friends and your pets. I mean, that's how you send a message, Tom.
I think you, when able, you file the charges, you use the law as it is there to protect the citizens. And I think any sort of further continuance of violent rhetoric is something we should probably try to avoid.
And if that doesn't work,
then beat the hell out of them.
Exactly. At least you've arrived at my eventual conclusion. That's my hypothesis. More devil's advocate, 63% of the time, we're right every time.
The big and tall of political talk, the devil's advocates.
Yeah, thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Monday to us all, and historic Monday. Dominic's back at the 3 o'clock hour, man. Hell yeah. And that one guy's on trial too. You can join us on the lines, 844-967-2789.
And it's not just that, Dom. Not just you showing up on time for work. Yeah. That's not the only newsworthy part.
It's historic, I tell you.
And of course, there is the Trump trial, but I think we'll get used to saying in the Trump trial today, that could be something we say over and over and over again. At least
just record it and drop it.
At least I'm hoping, Dom. But the vice president's in the great state of Wisconsin, up where we went to college, Dom, where we first met, where the conspiracy first started, Dom.
Yeah.
Where we were roommates at the beautiful, lovely University of Wisconsin La Crosse, God's country up there. That's what they say. And your lovely daughter, she goes right up the river, Winona State. My son, following in his old man's footsteps, going up to La Crosse.
Now, did he change his last name, or is he using the, you know, your name?
He might use a radio name. We'll see how it goes. Wish I had the forethought to use a radio name.
Who thought we've been this long?
Do you see even CNN called me Crudy on the air?
No, man.
That's not even my real name. That's just what you call me on the radio. Man. I mean,
it's proper, man. I mean, Prince and Madonna aren't Prince and Madonna. At least yours is close to your real name.
Dateline La Crosse, In a visit to a purple region of Wisconsin on Monday, Vice President Kamala Harris announced new rules for nursing home staff and rallied voters about abortion as the race for the presidency remains extremely tight in the battleground state.
That's new rules for nursing home staff, man. Don't tell Hovde. We're going to tell them to vote. Make sure all the old people right before they die vote for Biden, because that's what the Republicans are saying. That's what they're saying.
This is a moment where we must stand up for the fundamental values and principles, Harris told supporters during a campaign event at the La Crosse Center. Here's the other piece that I will say. When we think about what is at stake, it's absolutely about freedom. And the trip to La Crosse reflects Democrats' efforts to make abortion a key factor in motivating turnout for President Joe Biden, including among voters in the purple areas or even the traditionally red Milwaukee suburbs. Well, we're trying to help with that as well, Dom. Hour two. Got to stick around for hour two and hour three. That's when we talk to the whole state, fella. Women affected by the abortion bans in other states campaigned for Biden in Waukesha County last month. And Harris brought a similar message to the area in January. I was there. Biden administration officials have also made frequent stops to Milwaukee and Madison this year, both Democratic strongholds. Well, hell, I just saw Joe on Eclipse Day, Dom. And Democrats have focused blame on the former president, Donald Trump, who has so far visited Wisconsin once this election cycle. Couldn't talk you into going up to Green Bay with me. Trump held a 2 percentage point lead over Biden in the most recent statewide University Marquette Law School poll, 51-49. Well within the margin of error. And Trump, in a video statement earlier this month, said abortion restrictions should be left up to the states. Abortions are currently being provided in Wisconsin, but the state Supreme Court could soon weigh in. Well, they could soon weigh in, Dom. We'll see if they do. Here's one more statement from Harris in La Crosse. There's a line between where we are now and who is to blame, Harris said. The former president was very clear with his intention. He would fill and appoint 3 members of the U.S. Supreme Court with the intention that they would overturn the protections of Roe v. Wade. Yeah, that's what he said. That's what he continues to brag about even after the fact, Dom. I think it's going to be hard for him to squirm away and call this, what, a states' rights issue? Like that makes it somehow better? That just harkens back to slavery, does it not?
Right, dude. Also, Harris talking about, what, new staffing levels for nursing homes. So not voting requirements, Republicans, so you can all calm down. Speaking at the campaign event, Harris met with home health care workers at the MOOB Cultural and Community Agency, where she announced 2 new federal rules. One sets minimum staffing levels in nursing homes that receive federal funding through Medicare and Medicaid, about 3.5 hours of staffing per resident per day, a requirement that will be phased in. A registered nurse will also be required to be on at all times. Another rule provides for more Medicaid payments for home care services to go towards workers' wages. Here's what the vice president said. The 2 announcements that we are making today recognize that we owe you, those workers, so more than applauding you. Let's recognize the gift that these talented professionals give to families and to all of us as a society. And under the no shocking idea rule here, Ron Johnson says nursing home rules should be handled locally. Anyone who's following me realizes I'm not a real fan of the federal government, said federal elected senator from Wisconsin, Ron Johnson.
He said more, Dom.
So, smell that for a second.
So I would much rather allow or have the state government and local governments in charge of the requirements of nursing care facilities and anything to do with the citizens of the state. I'd rather have state governments and local governments handle that than some dictate from the federal government that causes more problems or exacerbates more problems than it solves. Well, at least since you've been in the Senate, that seems to be the rule, Rojo. Dom, abortion, a top issue for Democratic voters. Well, we kind of knew that. We suspected as much. It's being reflected in the market polling. 24% of Democratic voters said they consider abortion their most important issue in deciding who to vote for, followed by the economy. For independent and Republican voters, just 5% of these groups saw abortion as their top issue. It's almost like they've been demotivated, Dom. They got what they wanted, the overturning of Roe v. Wade. And, like, they can't raise money on it anymore. And they can't run on it anymore. Although they still try to run on, what, post-birth abortions.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. You know, the murdering of the babies after abortion. That's what they talk about a lot. And, of course, don't forget about, I don't know, trans people or birth control. They got all sorts of things that they're pretty butthurt about. So they'll stay motivated. Just not the abortion thing because, you know, they what they wanted there. But, you know, good luck holding on to that. You're pissing a lot of people off.
Dominic, the economy was the number one issue for all respondents in the survey, followed by immigration and then abortion policy. Voters saw Biden better at handling abortion and health care, and Trump better on the economy and immigration.
Yeah.
And law and order, of course, right? Law and order?
The guy that's in court right now? Yeah, that guy. Okay.
Dom's here at 3. You better join the party. A political party. It started. 844-967-2789. You can be a part. The text line, it's working. The phone lines, they're open. Toll free. Start dialing.
Devil's advocates know how to kick ass and chew bubblegum, and we're all out of bubblegum.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom now joins at the appointed time, 3 o'clock. We expect all of you to tell all of your friends and join us here on the airwaves each and every day and call us 844-967-2789. But Dom, you brought to my attention Russian Ron doesn't care much for the governance on the House side, right? They're actually passing foreign aid bills, and Ron Johnson doesn't like that not one little bit.
Not one bit.
Senate Republican, meaning Ron Johnson, blast House for passing foreign aid bills, spending money we don't have. Oh, now he's budget hawk, Ron, right?
Always, always. Except. Comes to those tax cuts, because that's totally fine.
Well, that's just creating equity for the small business owner like me and you and Dom, right?
Right?
Senator Ron Johnson, Republican from Wisconsin, blasted the House for passing foreign aid bills, arguing Congress is spending money that we don't have and that the U.S. should be focusing on securing its own borders instead.
Didn't Senate pass the bill?
Well, that was Ron's vote.
But it didn't mean it didn't pass.
We're going to further mortgage and plunder our children's future. Over $100 billion, Johnson said during Saturday morning's appearance on the News Nation. I don't often watch the News Nation, Don.
No.
We spent close to $900 billion on defense, but every time there's some kind of defense action, seems like we need to do a supplemental. Well, that is a valid criticism.
Well,
we do spend nearly a trillion on defense each year, and every time
separate from foreign aid. I mean, there's a reason why the foreign aid isn't wrapped into the defense bill, right? Because it changes, things come up. It's a different ask.
But don't we usually turn around and send weapons? Isn't when we talk about foreign aid?
I gotta get rid of the old stuff, get the new stuff in.
I think the point that most of us have been making, most Americans believe that we ought to secure our own border before we spend over $100 billion that we don't have under our children's future on helping other people secure their borders.
Yeah, I'm not sure that that's even the case. I mean, it's such an asinine statement. I mean, we're going to secure the border. Yeah, how's that Crimea border going, Ron? You know what I mean? That's not the thing. They're already overran. It's already done.
Johnson's remarks on the News Nation Live came just hours before the lower chamber officially approved a $95 billion foreign aid package after months of intense debate. The foreign aid package includes about $61 billion for Ukraine, $26 billion for Israel, I could take some issue there, humanitarian aid for civilians in Gaza and other war-torn zones, and $8 billion for the Indo-Pacific region, that's Taiwan, right, Dom? It also includes other national security measures, including a potential ban on the TikTok.
Yes, very important.
And while Johnson said there's a great deal of sympathy for both Ukrainians defending their country against Russia's invasion and Israel's right to defend itself, He expressed concern about not being able to debate the aide in the Senate. We're not going to get a chance to debate that. We're not going to be able to get a chance to debate the humanitarian aid that's going to flow to Hamas, he claims. Johnson said he's concerned about what is happening to people in Ukraine, but also added that there's no way that Russian President Vladimir Putin will lose the war. This has been his ongoing philosophy. Well, Putin says he's not going to lose. And therefore, anything short of the surrender of Ukraine is just wasteful spending. I don't know if you've watched Ron's attitude on this, but that's basically his conclusions.
It's very much parrots Russians' thoughts on the war, ironically enough.
Well, he does like to spend his independence days there, Dom. Johnson, that is. My point on Ukraine has always been, not always, but certainly over the past year, since this thing has turned into a bloody stalemate, a proxy war between the West and Russia. So are we giving up the proxy war then?
Yes, exactly what he's saying.
So just throwing out $60 billion of fueling the flames of that bloody stalemate doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me, he added later. Now, the Wisconsin senator concluded that he would not support the package when the upper chamber takes it up. So there's an awful lot there that is bad in these bills, just the way it's being cobbled together there. I'm not going to support it. You're a reliable no. Anything that has humanity in it, Ron's a reliable no. Funding the pandemic aid to the American people during the lock-in, Ron was the singular individual no. I mean, and a lot of the reason a lot of this has not advanced more quickly is because Ron Johnson's been pushing to tie all this foreign aid to a border bill. But when the freaking Senate had a bipartisan border bill, Ron was against it. Do you understand the lack of logic here, Senator right. Rojo? I just wish I could shake him sometimes, you know, rhetorically speaking.
It's not. Listen, and he knows what he's saying. This is the disturbing part about it. We can, you know, laugh at Russian Ron and rip on the guy for being Ron, but he's literally advocating for giving up the Western alliance against confronting Russia. I mean, he may as well say, hey, why don't we dismantle NATO? Because of Russia, you know, the thought being if Russia continues on.
Think of the savings. If we didn't have to protect all of Europe, man, think about how much money we'd save.
So he's acknowledging it, right? He doesn't want or doesn't think that we can do anything about it. It is done. It's written in the stars. We may as well pack bags and go home. What if Ron, you know, was around during the, you know, Ronald Reagan days? Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. What would Ron's attitude be?
Seems like a lot of work.
You know what I mean? The wall's already there. Why are we tearing it down? It seems like a lot of work. You know, Winston Churchill, we will fight on the landing. We will fight on the beaches and in the hills. We will never surrender. Germany is just too damn strong. And I know we must just give up. Well, what are you talking about, Ron? And what is it? Are we concerned about the money then and not now, or now and not then? There's always going there. Come on, we'll go with the history.
Come on, a rich man always
in this world, man. There's always confrontation, and ultimately, at one point or another, when it gets to be on a regional or a global scale, you got to pipe in. We got to do something. What side are you on? Never go to jail for justice, Ron. You know what I'm saying? Apparently, Ron's not. He's not down. He's not down. He's fine with trillions of dollars in tax cuts unfunded. No problem there. What, $61 billion to help a people protect their own land and themselves from Russian invaders? That's the problem. That's where Ron's going to set his line at? And what a lack of leadership and just acquiescing to the Russians, man. Just like Trump. Terrible.
Dom, if Ron ever goes to jail, it won't be for justice. It'll be for... the January 6th conspiracy, I strongly suspect.
Oh, I'm on the phone. I can't talk right now. I can't accept that subpoena. I'm on the phone.
And as a rich man representing his rich constituencies, think the widow Hendricks, think the Uline family. You know, he's there for the rich people, Dom. Well, rich people are always trying to avoid the, let's call it taxation. Because where do you think that money comes from? The job creators, Tom. According to Ron, those are the only people that pay taxes, although they do their damnedest not to pay a bit. Because what would Trump say? Only the suckers pay taxes.
That's right.
Aren't the Trump tax cuts, aren't they grandfathering soon? I believe they are.
Yeah.
That'd be a shame.
What's going to happen then?
If the widow Hendricks had to pay full retail on tax day. Anyways. So there's Ron. Ron's been keeping himself busy. I actually was encouraged by the movement of the House. Speaker Johnson, not to be confused with Ron Johnson, shepherded through legislation, Dom.
Yeah.
It was almost like governance.
Governance. Wait, this is so weird.
I know Mike Gallagher stuck around one more day, extended his working period one additional day. So you get a little extra something on the paycheck.
Yeah, I hope so, man.
Just so he could participate in the banning of TikTok, but also the passage of this foreign aid. And this might be the death of Speaker Mike Johnson, Dom, at least as a political creature. He could go the way of Kevin McCarthy very readily. And there was no tie-in to the border. I mean, Brian Stahl, Ron Johnson, I said at a press conference in Whitewater one day, Dom, and they sat there and said, this will not move forward without that. That being the fully funding whatever crazy Yahoo conspiracy theories Ron had. And back in, you know, back to Mexico policies, whatever Trump likes, that's what I want funded fully now or nothing happens for foreign aid. Can you hear the sour grapes in the quotes today?
Right.
Because effectively, you are ineffectual in getting anything you wanted moved forward. In fact,
I mean, ineffectual is a nice way to look at it. They stood up and proclaimed something that ended up not to be factually accurate or true. Well, I'm saying it's one thing to say, you know, you got to qualify that stuff. This will not happen unless A, B, or C. Well, yeah, maybe you want to qualify that a little bit. I hope this will not happen. I will work against X, Y. When you stand up and proclaim something to be so, and then so quickly that thing turns around, and maybe not quickly, seemingly not quickly. It took a long time for this to happen, a lot of hand-wringing. But now it came to fruition, and they were wrong.
Dom, caveats and disclaimers are for the Pennsylvania false electors. Okay. We don't believe in such things here in Wisco. There were no caveats.
Oh, no. I'm just
Rudy
saying,
said, sign here and then give them to Ron Johnson when you're done. And everybody said, okay.
Okay.
So there were no caveats. Ron's not a man of caveats, Dom.
Does it take away from if someone proclaims, you know, X, Y, and Z and then it doesn't come to fruition and it happens more than once and over and the consistency and the track record and the trend line is when this person says, bunk, it doesn't happen. At some point, do they lose credibility ever? I mean, ever? In my world, in the real world, it does matter. It absolutely does matter. Hey, when are you going to get that TPS report? I'll get it to you tomorrow. Oh, you don't have it? Oh, that's not good. Are you lying to me? What happened? I'll get it to you tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? That doesn't happen. Hey, give me a Jack and Coke. Oh, here's a beer. No, man, I want what I want.
First and foremost, that's why you don't say, I'll get them to you tomorrow. You say, I've got a great plan, 2 weeks.
Yeah, right.
I'll repeal Obamacare in 2 weeks.
No. I'll be home later. You know, let's go out for a few. You just got to, you know, keep it, you know, somewhat ambiguous.
You think Trump would know that as much lying as he's had to do in his life? Just broad answers. Never let Melania pin you down.
It doesn't even matter anymore. I mean, guys like Trump, I mean, just blew through the whole thing. Oh, that's a flat out lie. I'm a 6'5" black man. My name is Dominic. Flat out lie. Oh, but I'm just going to keep on saying it. Well, you're lying. Well, that's your opinion. You know what I mean? It's the whole, whatever shame and what, I don't know, cultural norms that used to once be or things that we ever strived for are just been buried by this guy. And I guess it goes to show a couple of things. Perhaps one, that we're not a smart species. Like,
speak for yourself.
We're a flawed species. As our
also speaking for yourself.
But how easily, quickly these things can disappear. And, you know, it only works when people work at it and believe it, make an effort towards it. And that's not just civil discourse. That's also good governance.
So I've got to ask, as I pointed out, I use my real name on the radio, but
yeah.
You do not. You've been lying to the audience since day one. Dominic's not even your name, dude.
I use my real name. I do not use my full real name, but I do use my real name. But no part of my name is not real. Michael.
Oh, Michael is my name.
You have other names. You have another name, right?
I do.
Besides Rudy.
Well, my middle name is Wesley. What's yours?
Oh, you do. Okay, so you have a middle name. So you don't go by Wesley.
What? No one's ever C-capped me around here now. People know. They know how to find me. Here's what I would say. You're not a friend of mine unless you're in my cell phone. I made that determination today.
Yeah.
You're not a friend unless you're in my cell phone.
Like saved in your contacts or like in your messages list? Do you follow you on Twitter, on your Facebook, on your Instagram? Those are all on your cell phone. You better clarify what you're talking about, man.
If you're not in my contacts list, you're not a friend of mine. Gotcha. I'm thinking about deleting your ass.
Friend of ours. Good friend.
Come on, man. You wouldn't even remember who our friends were if I weren't there. You keep asking, how can these people keep forgetting what Trump says, what Ron says? You wouldn't remember either if I didn't remind you. More Devil's Advocates. We'll be right back. Come back after the break, Dom. Don't forget.
The Devil's Advocates may not agree on much, but funny is funny.
Yeah, thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Join us on the lines, 844-967-2789.
Dom, soon we will turn our attention to the hush money trial, the voter deception trial, as I'm now recasting it, in New York City. We'll get there soon, and we'll give you the latest. You know, I was watching all day. If you tune in to MSNBC, all they're covering is the Trump trial. And if you tune in to Fox News, all they're covering is anything but the Trump trial. Yeah. I mean, the biggest issue on right-wing talk radio today and the Fox News. Oh, no, not the border.
No.
And it was interesting to me. They were, you know, crapping on the Democrats for making abortion an issue. Not nearly the issue that some other things are, as they would claim. But I looked at crime, and I'm looking at a graphic on Fox News. Crime was at 2% as a concern amongst voters. But on Fox News, you think it was 99.9% of all the trouble the nation, right? Crime, crime, crime. Immigration was a high number on this newest polling I saw. And the economy, which I think is always
there,
an important thing. But, you know, it's kind of interesting to me that these Republicans, everything they try has really blown up in their face. Jennifer Rubin's got a good piece today. I'm not going to jump into it and start reading aloud, Dom, but she finds it very interesting. All the stunts, all this performative governance that they try to do, it really has not been successful. I mean, what have they accomplished? This has been the least successful Congress since the Great Depression.
100 years, yeah.
And they got rid of Speaker Kevin McCarthy because he apparently, according to Kevin McCarthy, wanted to investigate the ethics complaints that Matt Gaetz had apparently had sex with a teenage girl.
And there was, on that note, apparently sworn testimony given last week of someone who saw Matt Gaetz with the 17-year-old at a drug-fueled party. So it's not just that investigation apparently continues in the ethics in Congress.
Well, the drug-fueled parties are the best kind of parties, Tom, as far as I'm concerned. But anyways, Kevin McCarthy blames Gaetz for his removal because, God forbid, Gaetz might be investigated ethically by the House. Now, no charges. Even though his wingman was willing to turn state's evidence in Florida, Greenberg, I think his name, he was like a county commissioner. And basically so unreliable as a witness, the prosecutors didn't think they could bring charges against Gaetz. So the worst that's going to happen to him is a ethics slap on the wrist, but that's enough to get the speaker gone. And the new speaker's not exactly done anything to make the base happy, because the only governance he's done is really to, what, move funding bills that keep the government open. That's not their intent. The Republicans don't really want to keep the government open. What was Ron's thing? You know, leaving the government to solve problems just messes things up. Well, if your belief is that the government's the worst thing that could happen to keep the government running, as Speaker Johnson has done on a couple of occasions, well, that's bad news. And then, God forbid, I mean, Marjorie Taylor Greene's got to be grabbing her pearls and losing her freaking mind today because Johnson is going against the Putin party, this new Republican Putin-supportive pro-Russia wing of the party. Didn't want to fund Ukraine. I mean, it's been a long time coming. This money should have been paid months ago. This should have been quick work. These are people that needed our support. We, the police officers of the world, at least that's the way we always want to portray ourselves, but they got to be losing their mind because the governance, air quotes, that went on didn't involve any border money, and it did fully fund all the other things that people want to see done, and it was broken up in such a way that it gave cover even to good progressives like Mark Pocan, who didn't want to vote for the Israeli funding, didn't see the value there, doesn't want to continue to militarize the Gaza. But this house, this has been the worst house ever, dude. Yeah. And they've lost Mitch McConnell over on the Senate side, and I think he's an evil creature. I think he's Lord Palpatine. And I think that his absence will certainly create an absence on the Senate side. And they're more likely to hold that Senate or recapture the Senate, I think, than they are to hold the House. I think the House is gone. I mean, we've seen what governance looks like from these Republicans. Who's going to give them the keys and say, yeah, see if you can back that bus back out of the ditch you stuck us in?
I'd like to think that. But, of course, you know, it's state by state. It depends on the situation. And you look at the math. You look at the maps. I'm hopeful that that would be the case, and certainly don't want to see the Republicans take over at the Senate. But we have more Democrats running in this cycle than we do Republicans, so odds are not great.
Significantly more Democrats on the defensive, trying to hold their seats as incumbents would generally win. But you know, when you got Kyrsten Sinema, she was a Dem, turned independent, retiring out of Arizona. That's a big swing state. You've got some question. Joe Manchin actually endorsed a Democrat today to succeed him in West Virginia. That was a little surprising, but presumably that is a loss seat. I mean, Trump won West Virginia by like 20 points. You got Sherrod Brown up in Ohio. He's got a tough race. Mostly that's been a red state of late, Ohio. And, you know, he's about one of the bluest senators around. And Tammy Baldwin, she's on the defensive. I saw at the Journal Sentinel, they had a little article about Tammy. You know, I can write your headline. Tammy's going to beat Hudvey. I mean, you still... Yeah,
but is she going to beat the mustache?
Kiss the baby.
You know what I mean? I mean, Hudvey might get beat, but that mustache, that might be here forever.
Yeah, tell that to Randy Bryce. How'd that work out? The mustache does not a candidacy make. I'm just saying.
But the goatee, what do you think?
Well, Chuck, if I was running for office, it would propel me forward, I strongly suspect, but... You know, you got 5 o'clock shadow at 8 o'clock in the morning, man. You got nothing to talk about.
I actually, it was a big day yesterday, man. I shaved with a razor instead of a clipper. So
I can't even tell.
Young.
Young? The gray's already back, man. What are you, who are you kidding?
It's only because I joined you at 3 o'clock. I never had gray hair until we started doing a show, Crudy.
Well, that might be true. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. Old man Dom and Crudy. Young Crudy. Young at heart.